OSU. So you're ready to graduate, or probably in your junior year, somebody's making contact with you, mm-hmm. and football in colleges. Mm-hmm. Who did make their approaches?
I don't know who didn't.
Who didn't? So they all did. Every Oklahoma school?
Yeah.
Eastern schools?
Probably had over 100 colleges throughout the country contact me.
Do you recall the very first time? I don't know how old you can be or when they can contact a student.
Very first time was I went to an FCA camp in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes when I was ninth grader. First trip away from home. We had basketball competition at FCA camp. Before we left Colorado Springs, I was approached by a basketball coach from Chicago State University that said he would want to talk to my parents and talk to them about me attending Chicago State University on a basketball scholarship.
Very first one.
Very first.
And again, you were how old?
I would say 12, 13, playing basketball, eighth grade, ninth grade.
That's pretty heady stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, the serious football contact started then?
It started probably my junior year in high school. There's a story floating around that there was a Big Eight convention at Booker T. Washington High School. That's because on any given day, you would see probably 5 out of 8 coaches from the Big Eight at Booker T. Washington High School to visit with or talk to or just there to see John Weinsberry and myself.
You two primarily.
Right.
Almost on a daily basis? A
weekly basis.
Weekly, okay. Did you appreciate that, or did you get tired of it, or were you sick of it?
No, I mean, it was fun. Back then, they didn't have all the rules they have now about visitation. So there was no limit to how many college campuses you could visit, or schools coming to visit you, or how many times they did it. Usually when they came, they were taking you and your coach or you and your parents out to dinner. I mean, it's a free meal. It was fun.
And it was about you.
It was about me, right.
You ultimately selected OSU.
I did.
But name some schools you could have gone to.
Stanford, Princeton, SMU, Kansas State, USC, UCLA, Missouri, Oklahoma, Pepperdine. Go on and on. Yeah, I mean, you just name it.
You selected then OSU
right.
out of that great array of schools
right.
and others too. Why OSU?
Close to home. Lost my mom. Lost my stepdad. Lost my oldest brother before I reached the age of 18. So I wanted to stay close to home. I wanted my family, what's left of my family, my sisters and brothers, be able to see me play. I want to be able to come home. OSU just seemed like a good fit.
Your mother, you lost her at a young age for her.
She was 54.
What was it that took her?
Cancer.
And then your stepfather?
Died from a stroke, from the loss of my mom. And my older brother died in a one-car accident.
And this was all within a short period of time?
All within 2 years.
That was devastating, but then you had to feel this village that had supported you before
right.
supporting you again.
Right, absolutely.
And that more than likely helped get you through all that.
Absolutely, without a question.
Did you have faith? Were you raised in a church?
I was raised in a church. I was raised a Baptist, attended church every Sunday at St. Luke Baptist Church. Attitude about religion kind of changed a little bit once I got to college. Got on my own. For me, I really came to understand, and maybe it was because of a course I took in college, but, you know, we talked about religion a lot in class. We started talking about there's a difference between being spiritual and religious. God is everywhere. In order for your prayers to be answered, you don't necessarily have to go to a house of worship to pray. If you pray at home, you'll be heard. If you pray in a grocery store, you'll be heard. So I've kind of been living that mantra ever since.